Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And it's Monday, so we're going to do what we do normally, and that is we're going to start off by speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Bill, I want to, often I come in here with a bunch of news, and this time I'm heading here with a bunch of questions.
Sure.
So, hope you're rested.
Hmm.
Well, we'll see. It's going to take more words than that.
Okay.
I noticed that Ohio has a bill that would eliminate the training requirement in their concealed carry license. Why do you think they're doing that? What's the politics behind that?
Eliminating the training? Well,
yeah.
I mean, takes ammo. I mean, maybe have they gotten together and said, hey, we can't train with no ammo. Also takes, it takes, you got to have a facility to do it. And, there actually is no training requirement to carry a gun, to keep and bear arms. Second Amendment doesn't actually specify that you have to, you know, have your Lucky Astrology mood watch reward for training with your gun.
Right. Exactly. The right to keep and bear arms doesn't include if you trained recently. It just says it's a right.
Right.
You and I know it's a responsibility. I was wondering if this was some deeper politics, meaning if we're going to have constitutional carry, I think there's some small steps along the way. Okay, let's get rid of the training requirement in our carry permit process. By the way, having once been in training, and now for the next 30 years as you keep getting your license renewed, that's the only training you did? Forget it. That's what I call institutional training. It proves that we told you has nothing to do with what you actually know as you walk around on the street.
Right.
What about, and some states have done this, there's some states that got rid of the fees for carry permits.
South Carolina is one of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's, and I think that undermines a lot of local sheriffs that go, wait a minute, you want me to give up this money that I get?
Well, I guess it depends on how it works out. In South Carolina, for example, it all goes to a central location. It's all run by the state. County sheriffs have no say-so in whether it's yes or no. If you pass the background check and then you pass the check that goes along with, I guess, that maybe takes longer to do for the permit, you get the permit issued by the state. The county has nothing to do with it, individual counties.
There are some states where the DMV handles these permits.
Yep.
Oh,
sure,
you're a resident? Yep. There's a utility bill, shows you live here. Let's check database, 1001, 1002. Yep, you're not a, there are no outstanding warrants. You're not a wanted felon. You're good to go. Okay, I put it in the laminator. It'll cool off in about 2 minutes. I'll call your name.
Right.
And then I think it costs like $11. One thing I wondered about was an expiration date. Since, look, if I committed a felony, I would be flagged in all these databases as a now a prohibited person. I expect pretty soon the state goes, by the way, your concealed carry card's invalid now.
Mm.
All those guns you have to get rid of them. Can't even have them in your house because you're a convicted felon. In fact, your lawyer, if you're under trial, will say, why don't I hold these just so that we don't get into a bind?
Unless you're in Illinois.
Talk to me about that. What are you thinking there?
They're checking all the time. They're checking on FOID cards all the time.
Every night.
Yeah. Every night. Or California, where they have gun confiscation goon squads.
So given that they're checking every night, why would I ever need to be reapproved? Here, good for my entire life, one and done. The other is that since you're checking every night, heck, just you get 14 days to approve it. That takes, I can go get a driver's license in minutes. Why? This is simpler than a driver's license. The only other thing I could think of that would make a step toward constitutional carry might be to let 18-year-olds be eligible to apply for a license as well. Can you think of any other steps along the way?
That would, that would be about it. I have never understood the whole 18-year-old gun thing.
Not what when do you mean
can
by
vote.
That?
Well, I mean, you can vote, you can buy liquor, you can join the military, you ascend to every part of adulthood at 18. Unless you're living with your parents and you're under Obamacare, then you can stay on their insurance till you're what, 40 something? I don't know. Anyway, 18 has always been the line of demarcation where we step off and we go from being teenagers to now considered full-blown adults. We can work full-time. We can continue to go to school if we want to. We can go to school all of our lives, in fact, but don't have to. At that point,
we can be married.
Yep, all kinds of stuff. So,
like contracts?
And I learned about this firsthand because I remember when I was 18 years old, I'd saved my money. I went down to the local place to buy a gun. I knew what I wanted. I wanted a Ruger Security 6, 6-inch barrel, 357 Magnum. Had exactly enough money.
Look at you.
And couldn't buy it because I was 18 years old. They told me I'd have to have somebody to sign for it to buy it. And, I just can't buy it now, I guess, so I'm not buying the guns today.
What's crazy to me, you could fly an airplane
sure.
at 18. You could drive huge farm equipment, huge commercial vehicles, but we won't let you have a gun. You can start a family, have a family, mortgage yourself for the rest of your life,
yeah.
but you can't protect that with a firearm. That's crazy. Let's see. We got a few minutes here. I saw this one. This one just teased me. Because somebody went and did the... this is an NRA article. It's titled, 20 Mayors Who Cut Police Budgets Want Your Guns for Their Own Protection. 20 American cities. These guys know the world, particularly their cities that they're mismanaging, can be a pretty dangerous place. And yet they do now, have armed security at all times, 24/7, 365. But for ordinary citizens, these same guys work to remove funding from their police departments. When I list the cities, you're going to go, yep, thought so.
Yep.
San Francisco?
Of
Baltimore?
Course.
Chicago, New York, San Diego. I was surprised about San Diego. They have a Democrat mayor there now. And Denver. They all cut their police budgets. All are progressive Democrats. Most are part of Bloomberg's illegal mayors group. Well, nationwide, the murder rate had been falling by a few percent each year. Last year, it jumped 29%. And these cities saw it surge even higher. The most obscene in many ways is Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She eliminates 600 jobs from the police department, blames the Second Amendment for the city's exploding crime and drug gangs, and then asks the city to spend millions of dollars to build what the cops call Fort Lori in her neighborhood, a police bolt hole, an armed fortress, so that if public violence hits the streets, she and hers have a place to hide at taxpayers' expense. Holy cow.
Let's talk about this on the other side. We're coming up on the how do they find the stuff that you write?
My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. It's been picked up at Second Call Defense, The Daily Surge, and Ammoland. I also get to write the Armed Citizen column on Ammoland.
We'll be right back talking to Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morrison. He was just talking about how the various municipalities where they're trying to disarm the law-abiding while they defund the police and police pull back and they shrink and they contract. I've got a position for you, Rob, that you may be surprised at.
I'm listening.
So if these cities keep electing the London Breeds and the Lori Lightfoots and all of the other fun Marxist wannabes as their mayor.
Bodine, right? Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
If they want to keep, if I can find out that their district attorneys, their attorneys general, whatever it is, if I can find out that Soros is funding them, they can too. And apparently that doesn't matter to them either. If this is what they vote for,
right.
I guess they get what they deserve.
Right.
And, I hate to put it in that term, but while we're sitting around here, we're doing everything based upon this Bill of Rights thing, and it being a straight down the middle Bill of Rights person is very hard to do, because that means that we have to put up with a lot of stuff we probably don't agree with in a lot of cases, but at the same time, it is in the Bill of Rights. So we do.
Right.
And these people don't agree with the Bill of Rights, and at the same time, they want to put people in a position of peril, and they're voting for it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... listen, I don't consider myself to be particularly enlightened, more so than, say, the average bear.
Right.
If they believe they're doing the right thing, and then it turns out not to be the right thing, well, then they should act on that. And if they don't, if they keep doing the same thing over and over again, then they are insane, as the saying goes. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome.
Exactly. Exactly.
Your thoughts?
You bring something up absolutely right. We see it from one end to the other in California. I think there's a dimension of that that we haven't put in the equation yet, because you make people sound crazy. Let's assume they're not. Why would ordinary people make such bad decisions? And I think the media is complicit. I think the media doesn't call out the politicians. They don't call out Gavin Newsom as being a crooked politician. They don't call out Lori Lightfoot. Now, that may be preservation. I wouldn't put it past Lightfoot shutting down a TV station that criticized her, shutting down a newspaper that criticized her. She certainly won't call on the reporters. But I remember when churches criticized her for violence in the streets, she had the cops put cordons up around the church so that people could not attend. And then if they walked around that, she said, COVID, security violation, you're all under arrest, we're closing this place down. This is right out of the Middle Ages. This is right out of Russia.
And they voted for that.
They voted for that.
Yeah.
Was it informed consent? Did they know better? I don't know. If the only guys on the ballot are communists and socialists, what is your other choice? Is there a third party libertarian maybe? But
I have no idea. But I mean, what they haven't had in Chicago, they have not had a Republican mayor since the 30s, nearly 100 years.
Nearly 100 years. And
so, I mean, it's they're used to one party rule. If this is what they're used to, I'm sorry it's that way. I feel bad for the innocent people who get hurt. I know they wish it was a different way. Occasionally when this crime trickles into the nicer areas, which is beginning to do in Chicago, then other
right.
people are like, what an outrage, what is this, what is that? But until they they're supposed to be active in their community and not
right.
just cast their vote and walk away and say, well, I've done my part. They've never finished doing their part.
What's fascinating now is a lot of us have become active with our school boards, because these days you can put a recorder in your kid's backpack. you can watch it on video, whether the school likes it or not. And all of a sudden they're going, you have no right to see what we tell your children. Excuse me. Hello. Yes, I do. And we saw a lot of kids homeschooled, particularly during COVID. Schools were closed down because we couldn't have social contact. Well, wait a minute. Wasn't that the criticism of homeschooling in the first place? You know, you brought something to mind. Can I jump back to something we talked about earlier?
Got 2 minutes.
Steps towards... literally two. Have you ever noticed that a lot of these infringements on the Second Amendment, they're always exceptions? Here, we're going to restrict the gun you can own unless you're a politician. We're going to restrict where you can carry unless you're a judge. Well, of course, you have to reapply and show training unless you're a former law enforcement officer. Why are they... Does the Bill of Rights say unless you're politically connected? I forgot that part.
No, it doesn't, but that's the way it works out. I mean, in L.A., they just adopted the FN 509. The FN 509 is a fine gun, except it is not on the DOJ-approved safety list. So while the LAPD can carry the FN 509... and it is a good gun. It is nothing high speed special, better than any other gun that's out there. But while they can carry it, the citizens of Los Angeles can't buy it because it's not on the DOJ safety approved list.
And if it were, if they change a single screw on it, it yep. falls off the list.
That's right. So, I mean, they're. And this is when stuff like this happens, I don't think the citizens, I think they get out there and go, well, these guys really are bad, aren't they? This is horrible. Let's go get some bubble tea. let's go hang out in front of the, you know, in LA, they have this one wall where all the Instagrammers go to have their picture made.
Interesting. Didn't
so
know.
They're going out there for that instead of standing by. Coming up on the next break, we'll tell you how to find Rob when we get back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congressional wrangling continues on Capitol Hill over President Biden's multi-trillion-dollar social spending bill and bipartisan infrastructure legislation. This as Democratic-led leadership set an end-of-the-month deadline to get the spending bill and Senate-passed infrastructure bill back on track. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki on Monday speaking about these negotiations.
He has participated in dozens and dozens of calls, of meetings, of engagements with members to hear their viewpoints, to understand where they're coming from, to reach consensus. And we are at a point where we feel an urgency to move things forward, and the pickup of meetings is a reflection of that.
The Department of Justice filing papers today asking the Supreme Court to stop Texas's abortion law. You're listening to USA Radio News. Condolences from around the world continue to come in as a former Secretary of State dies.
Having held numerous positions in the military and the nation's executive branch, called a statesman by many, Colin Powell died from complications from COVID-19. He was 84. Powell was a four-star general in the U.S. Army and the first African-American U.S. Secretary of State, serving under President George W. Bush from 2001 to 2005. Powell was also the first African-American to serve on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Toyota is planning to build a $1 billion battery plant in a new move to rival fellow automakers in the United States. The Japanese automaker saying they would spend $3.4 billion on battery investments in the United States through 2030, including a new $1.3 billion plant that will be employing over 1,700 workers. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. I've already brought down the hammer on everybody that lives in a blue city. I'm sorry.
Well, you're saying if things are failing, and they sure look like they are, before you call U-Haul, why don't you call City Hall? I like that. I think you're right. Let's see, where do I want to start? Oh, we've talked about this before. The New York State Rifle and Pistol Association, that gets
right.
Shorted to NISRAPA. Wow. Oh, okay. V. Bruin.
It's hard to get that out one way or the other.
Right, yeah, right. It's a mouthful no matter how you untangle it.
Acronyming it is probably not as good as just calling it out all the way.
So. Call that. I was listening to one of the plaintiffs, and I went and was reading some of the amicus briefs. Wow, that's like going to school. What's interesting is that these gentlemen were denied their carry permits, where similar citizens went up before a different judge, and they were given unrestricted carry permits.
Huh.
But everywhere in the state. Yeah.
Oh.
Now, often you get a restricted carry permit for a year, then you go, hi, I've been good. Hi, I've continued to train. See, here are my certs. Mother, may I? And if you get the right judge, the guy goes, go forth, carry. And if you get the wrong judge, even though you took the extra classes, too bad, you have no rights. One of the plaintiffs, we'll give you more than just the restricted right that lets you carry if you're going hunting. You can carry your gun to and from work, but nowhere else. And the restrictions carry particular language, which is really interesting. Yes, you can go for hunting and target practice, but not in areas frequented by the general public. So you can go where no one else is.
So you can't target practice in Central Park.
Well, in theory, I think the point being you can't say, I'm on my way to go target practicing. I just happen to be going right through Central Park on foot. No, that's not going to pass. The defendants said this, hey, no, that's not what the right to bear arms is all about. We have to carry where we might be threatened, not where it's convenient for the state. And New York said, no, no, that's just not how the Second Amendment works at all. The man who's handling the legal heavy lifting for the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association is Paul Clement. That means he was the Solicitor General. That means he's the government's lawyer. And this is how he put the issue before the court. He got in last licks. The final argument before the court said, okay, we're not taking any more written arguments. They've got hundreds, and the Supreme Court staff has to read them, digest them, distribute them. This is what he says. When the state is not rewriting the historical record, it's attacking arguments that the defendants didn't make while defending a law it didn't pass and licenses it didn't issue. Basically, he's called New York out as a bunch of liars. The state proceeds as if the law restricts the right to carry only at Yankee Stadium, and petitioners are demanding the right to carry always and everywhere, including Yankee Stadium, but the opposite is true. New York treats virtually the entire Empire State, there's a tongue twister, as a sensitive place and prohibits the petitioners from carrying their handguns for self-defense virtually everywhere, even, and contrary to the state's repeated claims, in remote backcountry areas. Wow. This guy's, he called him out, Bill.
Indeed. And they should be, but... I'm ready to see this. I want to see this get resolved. I want to see this be a slam. I want to see this be a slam. I want to see complete and total demoralization. I'm surprised. It obviously went their way all the way up because in Washington D.C. when it wasn't going their way, they were warned by the various anti-gun municipalities, do not continue to push this because it will go to the Supreme Court, and then we will, we're going to lose what we got. And now, it's with the Supreme Court, all of these district courts where it's okay, in the 6th District, it's okay to have a bump stock. And which one was it that just decided? In Oregon, an appellate court just decided you can't restrict gun rifle sales to 18 and 20 to 21-year-olds and all this other stuff. In these little areas where we get the patchwork,
right?
Here we have a moment where the entirety of the Second Amendment is
it stood on its head,
reinvigorated.
Oh, yeah, okay, right.
So
okay, I was talking to Paloma Capana about that last night, and she said maybe, because my attitude was no, the Supreme Court can't write law; they can just say this law can't stand; it's invalid because it violates the Constitution. And she corrected me. She said, "No, Rob, they can come back, and they can insert what the permit." Licensing requirement has to be. Wow. And then they can say, this is the standard you have to meet. Now, I was thinking, I still don't think that New Jersey is going to roll over and say, yep, you're right, here's your permit. We're going to have to take them kicking and screaming state by state.
And that, man, that's going to be up to the good people in New Jersey. And they're going to have to do what the people in New York have done, and they're going to have to do what the people in D.C. have done. They're going to have to do what the people in Illinois have tried to do, and they're all going to have to find their inner Heller.
Yeah.
And until then, yeah. while they sit around and bellyache until they actually get out there and do something along these lines, it's just going to continue unless we get some of these things that occur like this is coming up.
One thing I wonder, okay, suppose the state of New Jersey basically says, yeah, we're looking at it, and nothing happens. The state of New Jersey is being sued right now. Well, maybe we'll talk about that. I'd like to talk about that when we come back.
Sure.
But they don't start issuing permits. And so a bunch of sheriffs say, I'm issuing. I don't want to be sued. My county can't afford to be sued. Maybe we have to hurt them where they can't afford to face a lawsuit and pay legal fees. And then suddenly a bunch of people go, you know what? I'm carrying.
Well, if it is a law to where shall issue becomes a law of the land, and they don't do it, then what should happen, I'm almost certain it's not going to happen, but what should happen is whoever makes that decision that it's not going to happen, that person should be removed from office and given his new wardrobe and his new shoes. If they're not going to do that, if they're going to contravene the law, at some point they need to start imposing penalties on these guys. Because if they don't, what happens later on down the road will be much more expensive than doing it now. So,
I agree.
Hang on for me one more time, if you will. Rob is a writer and a podcaster. His stuff goes out on the all over the webs on the written word, and his podcast goes out all over the world on the audio world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Before we run, now we haven't been doing very well with this, so tell everybody how to find you before we lose ourselves in this.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That comes out once a week each. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. 1,800 articles. I'll never catch up with Dean Weingarten. But from there, my writing is carried at Clash Daily, at The Daily Surge, at Second Call Defense, and on Ammo Land. Bill, and I'm also grateful, Bill, that I get to have you. I really appreciate what you do for your listeners. You are an expert in this field. Thank you for covering it.
Well, I appreciate your vote of confidence. Sometimes I don't feel all the way there, but I appreciate it. So anyway.
You must be present to win.
Yes,
you know,
that's true. That's true.
Right. The reason you and I make mistakes is because we're out here doing it.
That's right. That is true. That is very true. If you're not making no mistakes, you're probably not doing anything anyway.
You're not doing enough.
You wanted to talk about them suing New Jersey.
Well, do you remember Shanine Allen?
Yes.
You remember who she was? She was a healthcare worker from Philadelphia. She'd recently gotten her carry permit in Pennsylvania.
Law-abiding gun owner, yeah,
law-abiding. Visiting some friends in New Jersey on the shore. I think it was an anniversary, a reception, birthday, something like that. Gets pulled over because she didn't signal a lane change and she had out-of-state plates. She goes, "Officer, I was told to inform you that I have a firearm in my car."
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't get carry permits in New Jersey. The New Jersey cop arrests her. She was thrown. She's got two kids at home. She's thrown under the jail. And she was finally pardoned after folks like us started passing out jury notification literature in front of the courthouse where she would be tried. We were running billboards saying, this isn't justice. We'll take justice into our hands. Well, we put a lot of paper into jurors' hands, and it frightened the crooked officials in New Jersey.
That was when Christie was governor, too.
Yes.
Probably doesn't happen now. Wouldn't happen now.
But something's happening now, and maybe we have to do that again. And it's worthy of Kafka and Joseph Heller's Catch-22, there's no way off New Jersey's list of prohibited possessors. And this could be almost any of us. So there's this defendant. He's in a divorce. His wife serves him with a restraining order. Well, then the state goes, "Oh, restraining order. Okay, you have to turn in all your firearms." He goes, "Wait a minute. The restraining order was suppressed. There was no cause for that. I went to court. I did." No, New Jersey says. No, once that restraining order was issued, even temporary until the hearing, we'll take your firearms, and now you can't have them back. And the guy appealed and appealed and appealed, and everybody says, not my problem. Well, temporary restraining orders are pretty broadly used, New Jersey and everywhere else. And finally, this made it up to the Supreme Court, Bill. The Supreme Court on a restraining order? No.
Wow.
On the fact that New Jersey refused to use due process to return this man his firearms. So it was the beginning, last day in September, SCOTUS requested that New Jersey respond to the accusations. Hey, you're violating this guy's rights. Tell us why. And so far, let's see, what, 18 days later? New Jersey's refused to respond to the high court. Huh.
I'm telling you, whoever's, if it's the AG, lieutenant governor, governor, they should be found in contempt of court. They should send U.S. Marshals down there. If they have to, they should, you know, they should federalize the National Guard if it takes that to remove this individual from wherever they are. Get him out of there. Let him go cool his heels somewhere. Feel what it's like to be a citizen of his own state. and then, you know, deal with that later. Or at least, you know, there's no penalty for these guys now.
Right.
There's no real penalty because practically nothing happens to them. Nobody ever goes out in chains. Nobody ever goes out in handcuffs.
A few guys in New York did, but that was fraud. They committed Clinton-level fraud without the Clinton-level connections.
Sure.
You were saying you wanted this ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court, the State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin, to be shocking, to be momentous. And I was thinking about that during the break. There is precedent, Bill. The court could say the right of self-defense is a super right, like the right to abortion, where they ruled that the failure of government to provide subsidized abortion everywhere, equally across the United States, was the loss of a human right. And if the right of self-defense then is treated the same way, we should see subsidized guns, subsidized ammunition,
yep,
and subsidized places to train.
Vouchers.
For poor people.
Vouchers.
Yeah. Okay. Can you get discount ammo with your WIC card?
Well, not yet.
Will they?
First of all, I'd have to get a WIC card.
Well, I wonder would my Social Security card entitle me to discount ammo, I wonder? Something a little less stupendous, but equally encouraging. There's a bill, not yet a law, in Wisconsin that said, yeah, this patchwork, it's not working for us. We want law-abiding adults. We know they're law-abiding because they have their license to carry a firearm, so they're searched all the time. We want them to be able to carry in church unless you specifically post that you prohibit honest people from having a firearm here. And all of a sudden, the minister gets to go, yeah, I don't want a gun here, but am I going to put up a sign that says all the honest people are disarmed? Come rob me first? Ooh. I think the governing board of the church may have words with the minister. Let's see what they decide. Basically, so-called gun-free zones only disarm the honest guys. And it's time that we're allowed to carry in church. I thought that was encouraging.
It is. It is. But, I mean, the thing about this is that what they've done in the last year, as they have accelerated the Marxism march they're trying to push upon the thing they're trying to foist upon all of us, and everything that they want to do, all the little, I mean, their little banking bill. That's just a surveillance operation. That's just a surveillance operation.
Do we get to see how much money the politicians got? $600 at a time?
No. No, of course not. But because they'd be exempt from this, of course, you know that, right? They'd be exempt. So all the stuff they have taken us to, we have been quite decent about it. We've sat around and we've said to ourselves, well, you know, elections have consequences, and this is what happened, and blah. But I mean,
right?
The links that they're pushing us to, I mean, like with Colin Powell. Okay, Colin Powell passed away today. I was never a big Colin Powell fan. I watched his career path where he jumped from being a brigadier to a 4-star general like overnight, and then he bypassed everybody to become the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He was definitely on a fast track, and it was careerism the whole way. But at the same time, he, 84 years old, myeloma or something, and cancer of the blood, and he was vaccinated for COVID, and they're calling him a COVID death, except he had blood cancer and a few other comorbidities, and he was 84 years old.
Right.
And that's a beautiful example of that, because everything they're pushing came crashing down on that one, if they're going to go by their supposed arguments. We've run out of time, so we'll do it again, same bat time, same bat channel. If you're around, I plan to be around.
Thank you, Bill. I look forward to it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, from the truthaboutguns.com, it will be the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.